peace, grace, and mercy from our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ through knowledge of these. We will quieten ourselves in prayer. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have protected us through the night and given us a new morning, a beautiful sunny Sunday morning, a beautiful summer day. This you have blessed to us, this nice weather. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for our homeland, this precious country in which we are safe living here and doing our work, and the freedom to believe and have faith and to tell of this faith freely to other people. We thank you for your kingdom, which is here on the earth and is our mother. It is our haven. In the midst of storms of life, above all, we thank you for your precious Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered the trials of death and was victorious over death and rose again on the third day up from his grave. We thank you for this and rejoice that you have cleared the path in this way. And you have been victorious over darkness and the power of darkness. We ask that you would open your word today to strengthen our faith. For we are open your word through your poor servants, that you would give us the wisdom of the Holy Spirit so that we could understand your word in the correct way. Invite or call to those in a loving way, those people who yearn to join this unity and live in the care of the Heavenly Father, and enjoy peace, joy, and happiness. We place our trust in you and go forth to examine your word, your holy word. I will read and examine together with you the Gospel from St. Matthew, chapter 16, verses 13 to 19. I read these verses in Jesus' name. When Jesus came into the coasts of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Amen. Here, Jesus was conversing with his own disciples. And what were they talking about? What else except matters of faith? This was always the most important topic of discussion. It is good to take a look at the beginning of chapter 16. It is told here that the Pharisees approached and they tempted him by saying, give us a sign from heaven. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, they came to tease Jesus. And you understand and can guess that this type of approach does not produce a good discussion with good fruits. The New Translation says that they wanted to try Jesus, to try to tie his word up into knots. It was an attempt by these Pharisees and Sadducees to tease him. And Jesus begins to speak to them about the weather. We here at the services we have spent a lot of time here talking about the weather. And we have prayed for good weather. And the Heavenly Father has heard our prayers. And now it is good. The weather is good. It is easy to be here. And Jesus began speaking. Jesus answered and said that when the evening comes, when it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And Jesus said, or continues and said, in the morning, you will look at the heavens and in the evening, if the sky is red, then it means the next day the weather will be bad. It will be foul weather. So it is in Finland, the same signs are here. And Jesus said, it will be fall weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. And these Pharisees and Sadducees could not see this. they could not notice that the Messiah had come, and he was Jesus. And these people ask for signs of the from the sky. But they were only given the sign of the prophet Jonas. And no sign was given. And in this way, the conversation was with Jesus ended. But to his own disciples, he said, "Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees." Or this pharaohic leaven. This is an interesting term. Be aware of this leaven of the Pharisees, and we too should be aware of this same. This is a kind of righteousness, self-sufficient, gilded righteousness that the Pharisees and the higher priests and scribes had. They were full of their own goodness and their own righteousness. And this is what Jesus said to avoid and be aware of, to take heed. And it can happen to us. God makes them humble that try to rise. those who come feeling rich, he sends away with nothing. Those who are healthy, he doesn't need to heal. I did not come for those who are healthy, but I came to help and call those who are poor or weak. Now we will go into this text. I think perhaps Jesus was tired. Though he was God, he was also man. And so he had all the same feelings that we have, including fatigue and tiredness. And what did Jesus do when he was tired? He went into nature, into the wilderness. He went up the mountain, and he went into the quietness of nature that God had created. And the text said, when Jesus came into the coasts of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" There, in the country of Caesarea, in those remote regions of Caesarea, Jesus went with his disciples far away to the north shores. Almost to the border of Lebanon. To the north and far away. And it was a beautiful region. I have been there and acquainted myself with this region. There are beautiful mountain streams and beautiful flowers and forests. It's a very beautiful region. And this is the place to which Jesus went to rest with his disciples. And this is a good example for us, that we can relax and find peace in the beautiful nature of God. Especially in the summer, we have a beautiful country, and we rejoice for this. We can get strength and power in nature. And we can marvel at the works of God there. Well, Jesus went there to this Caesarea Philippi. And he asked the disciples questions. Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And Peter? He was an interesting person. He was quick to answer, temperamental. And he wants to answer on behalf of the disciples. And what did he answer? What did Simon Peter answer? Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias or one of the prophets. People think you are a prophet, as in the Old Testament there were many prophets, and they think you are a prophet. And then Jesus asks another question, and he says, whom say ye that I am? And again, Simon Peter answered. And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. We notice the difference. What did the other people say about Jesus, and what did the disciples call Jesus? Peter was speaking on behalf of the other disciples. Thou art the Christ, the Messiah that was prophesied to come, the living Son of God. You are God in the person of man. This was what the disciples thought. Now, this whom God promised to send, to save, and the one whom the prophets prophesied about. And in the first chapter of one of the letters to the Corinthians, Peter said or wrote, that God has told us of this through his Spirit. It is the Spirit that reveals or revealed to Peter. It was the Spirit that helped Peter to see through faith. God, through his Spirit, opens the right way and faith within people. And Jesus answered and said to Peter, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. The flesh and blood cannot open the way to salvation to people and the way to faith. Flesh and blood, it means our carnal mind and our understanding. We cannot find the way with this. We cannot find God with our carnal mind. We cannot understand the mysteries of God with our rational thinking skills. Our thinking, rational thinking skills, they cannot find the way. Matters of faith, they are not matters of the mind. Jesus once rejoiced. Rejoice that the mysteries of God were opened to those who believed like children and were weak and small. And so it is. Living faith, it will only open up to you if you believe as a child. It is such a simple thing to understand, and the complexity of the human mind is not the way to understand this faith. Of course, we need our rational thinking skills, our intelligence. These are gifts of God, and they are good things to have here on the earth. And we need these in our everyday lives. Sometimes it feels that we don't have enough intelligence and thinking skills. And we need these. And if you have these gifts, then use them in your work. Even in the work of the kingdom of God, we need these skills. But they are guided through the Spirit of God. We need these skills. But in the matter of faith, we cannot understand anything with these thinking skills. For we say that I believe, not through my own intellect or thinking skills, but only through the Spirit, which calls and gives me the gift, and only in the one true faith. There are not many faiths that can lead to this understanding. So it was opened to the disciples, this amazing perspective or way to understand. Blessed thou art, Simon Barjona. You too, brothers and sisters. Blessed you are too, that the mysteries of the kingdom of God have been made open and clear to you by God through His Spirit. Jesus also said, blessed are those eyes who see and those ears that listen. And God has given us the ability to see the kingdom of God with our eyes from the inside. And we have ears to hear the message of grace. And Jesus continued, and I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Jesus gave Simon Peter a nickname. He called him a rock. On this rock I will build my church. The congregation of Christ here on the earth, it is living and it's operating here. This congregation was founded by Jesus on this understanding of faith that was given to the disciples and Simon Peter. On this faith, the congregation of God, the congregation of Christ, has been built. This is the rock of Christ, our foundation. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. This is strong speech. No powers can destroy or hurt this congregation. No powers. The powers of darkness, they wish to take down this congregation. But this congregation has been built on a rock. And Jesus said, I have been given all the power and the strength on earth and in heaven, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. It will stand forever, eternally. This congregation. This has been collected and unified and built by the Spirit of God. And this Spirit of God, it collects and unifies the congregation. I believe in the congregation and the unity. And we, dear sisters and brothers, are living in this congregation, and it is our mother. It is our haven, our home. There are beloved sisters and brothers. Who support us in faith. The Holy Spirit influences and affects the understanding here. We do not believe in many different ways. We believe in one way. Be unified, said Paul. This unified way to think, it comes from the Holy Spirit. Many people on the outside wonder, why do they all say the same thing? Are they forced to believe in the same way? No, it is the Spirit of God that opens the one way to understand. There is no leaven of the Pharisees. This is the faith that God has given to us as a gift. We can be here within one love. Love binds us to each other. Characteristics of the congregation of God. You keep the love amongst yourselves. And then also, at the end of this text, Jesus said, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Peter is given these amazing keys, the keys to the kingdom of heaven. We use keys to open doors. And what door is here? When this door is opened, one can gain entrance into the kingdom of God. What an amazing door and marvelous key. In a parable of Jesus, Jesus says, I am the door. Who comes through this door will be saved. These keys, what are these keys? To believing person, they have been received. To the disciples, they were given. And it is this one unified faith. This is a faith given as a gift from God. And the Holy Spirit, it speaks within a child of God, and it guides us inside and helps us to understand the mysteries of God. And it is through the Spirit of God that we have these keys of heaven. And they were given, these keys, by Jesus Christ. And with these keys, the door to Christ can be opened. And this is a sermon of repentance. To anyone who is on the outside, we preach the forgiveness of sins in the name and blood of Jesus. To one who is contrite and wants mercy, then we can use these keys that Jesus gave to his own. He went to heaven, but he left this task behind to his own. And this word, it is in the mouth and the heart of a believing person. This is the kingdom of grace and mercy, and we want to preach this message to everyone. This is the great love of God, the forgiveness of all sins due to the works of Jesus. And we can use these keys to open the door to the kingdom. And we want to approach such people that cannot see. This message has not been opened. And people who feel that they are drifting. God does not want anyone to live in that way. He wants to call everyone through the door of Christ into the kingdom. The Holy Spirit preaches and says, be of a safe and secure mind. You can believe all your mistakes and all of your sins and all of your doubts and your unbelief, and everything is forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus. So when believers bless one another with this blessing, it goes according to the teaching of Christ. And this is how we use these keys to heaven. And we who have received the grace of repentance and have this grace, this is the journey of the believers here on earth, and we all need to be cleansed. And Jesus said, wash your feet often and put sin away and believe through the gospel, and you can travel lightly, feeling free. This is heaven on earth, this kind of a clean conscience. And this is what we want to own as children of God. For we have many sorrows. When you listen to the intercessionary prayers, we realize that people have many problems and trials. And Jesus wanted to provide comfort to these problems of everyday life, temporal life. Jesus has promised to help. And with this help, we can withstand. And we can find the joy, and we can raise our gaze to heaven where there will no longer be these sorrows. So we can remain believing, dear brothers and sisters. You can believe through grace. This is the kingdom of grace. And in the kingdom of God, through grace, we can believe all things forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus. In the name and blood of Jesus, all sins can be forgiven. The gospel gives comfort and brings joy. Here at the summer services, we can rejoice. All the treasures of grace have been left in this kingdom, in this congregation. Remain believing joyfully. All sins forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus. I too was very worried about coming here to speak. I have had doubts. I have weighed myself and I have had many doubts. Can I believe my sins forgiven? I promise to believe. Remain in God's peace. In Jesus' name, amen.